From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Government officials have toured the area of southwest Arkansas devastated by a flash flood yesterday. At least 18 people were killed when floodwaters swept through a campground early Friday. Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln was joined by U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who says the search for the missing continues.
We have provided equipment. We'll continue to work until we are sure that we've done everything we possibly can to find every single person who is missing and to account for those who are currently unaccounted for.
An estimated 24 people are still missing. NPR's Wade Goodwin is at the flood site and reports one survivor has emerged badly hurt.
One teenage girl came in and she had lost her glasses, so she couldn't see anything at all. And the whole front side of her body was completely flayed off the skin because she'd been holding on to a tree all night long, you know, with her arms and legs wrapped around it, with the water buffeting her from the back. And in kind of a poignant moment, she told the rescuer, "Oh, I'm messing up your shower with the bark that was still coming out of her hair and the blood off of her body." She said, "Don't worry, sweetheart, I'll clean that shower up."
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Arkansas. President Obama and Britain's new Prime Minister, David Cameron, have held their first substantive conversation. Speaking by phone today, they covered several issues, but as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the BP oil spill was high on their agenda.
The White House said the two discussed their shared mission in Afghanistan and the need to back up the UN's recent imposition of tougher sanctions on Iran. But the exchange also comes as relations between the two companies are running high over British oil giant BP's problems in the Gulf. President Obama has been sharpening his critique of BP and its response to the disaster. Under public pressure to defend the company, Mr. Cameron has said BP is important to the economy in both the U.S. and Britain. The president and prime minister will meet face-to-face at the G20 meetings on economic issues scheduled for later this month. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The Coast Guard has notified BP it has to come up with a better and quicker plan to contain the spill by the time President Obama visits the Gulf Coast Monday. Rear Admiral James Watson sent BP a letter accusing the company of basing its containment plans on flow estimates that have since been revised upwards. BP this week said it'll install a tighter seal on the leaking wellhead by mid-July. Kyrgyzstan's interim government is telling the country's security forces they can shoot to kill as ethnic unrest between Kyrgyz and Uzbeks leaves at least 77 people dead. Parts of Kyrgyzstan's second largest city, Osh, are smoldering after homes and businesses were burned. This is NPR News. Pilots for Spirit Airlines walked out this morning after union negotiations failed. Spirit canceled today's flights, creating several airport disruptions. Other airline unions are monitoring the situation as they prepare for their own negotiations. The United States soccer team has tied England in their opening World Cup match. NPR's Mike Pesca was at the game in Rustenburg, South Africa.
England took the lead early on, the beneficiaries of a near-total defensive breakdown, which allowed their captain, Steven Gerrard, to score in the fourth minute. This seemed to confirm the Americans' worst fears, that their defense would be porous and that they would be intimidated by an English team that was stocked with some of the best players in the world. But after that miscue, the Americans reversed course. Goalkeeper Tim Howard thwarted several dangerous English possessions, this in contrast to English netminder Robert Green. In the 40th minute, American midfielder Clint Dempsey befuddled a defender and let loose a 20-yard shot that Green misplayed. The resulting 1-1 score would be the final, as both teams earned a point against what will likely be their toughest opponent in group play. The U.S. next plays on Friday against Slovenia. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Rustenburg, South Africa.
A military ceremony in London today marking the 84th birthday of Queen Elizabeth II. It isn't actually her birthday, that's April 21st, but since the 18th century, British monarchs have held an official national birthday celebration in June in the hopes that there'll be better weather for public events. The weather was good enough today as ranks of soldiers marched uniformed in scarlet tunics and bearskin hats. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.